AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My next guest is award-winning actor Brian Cox, who plays the patriarch and media titan Logan Roy in HBO's hit drama, Succession. Please welcome Brian Cox. Mr. Brian Cox.
Hello, Trevor.
Oh, wow. Wow, these are tough interviews for me because I whenever you speak to somebody who you've admired for so long, you have to try and gather all your thoughts. I have to breathe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You are easily one of my favorite actors in all of, like, my favorite movies. You're like the best bad guy. And in real life, you're such a good guy, which makes me go like, you're even a better actor. And you see, I'm rambling now. Welcome to the show.
No, good to have you.
Welcome to the show.
Very nice to be here. I was just watching that clip and it was very depressing. Because that's not me, and that's why I never watch the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I never watch it, because I can't bear this, I can't bear that guy. Well, actually, that's not true, I quite like him, but there's an aspect of him that I go, why can't he just be a little nicer at times?
You know, I think that's why the show is watched the way it is. I remember when Succession started. The thing that everybody said to me, all my friends said was, have you watched Succession? I said, no, I haven't. They said, you should watch it. I said, okay, I'm going to watch it. And then they said, you're going to hate everybody, but you won't be able to stop watching. And then when you watch the show, you start to realize why. Like, your character is one of the most gripping characters. He's an asshole, but at the same time, we want you to win sometimes, but you shouldn't want to win. Yeah. And you are the complete opposite of this character. And I think that's why it works. You bring out something. It's like an empathy, maybe, in the character.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of sympathy with him. I mean, both he and I are disappointed in the human experiment.
Oh, wow.
We think that humans have really screwed the whole thing up, quite frankly. Uh-huh. And it's getting worse on a daily basis. It is. You can applaud as much as you like. It is getting bad. But it is. And we've never been in such a bad time as we are at the moment, what with the Ukraine and the fact that we've had this ridiculous pink Pinocchio that's been the president here. And then we've got this clown from Eton who's now finally trying to, I don't know what he's doing, that lying prat from London. And it's just really bad. So both Logan and I, we have a chat occasionally, and we've decided that the human experiment is in a pretty bad place.
But you have different ways of responding to it, you know, you've always been somebody who is fighting for the working class.
Yeah.
You're the complete opposite of your character. A lot of people don't know how you grew up.
I'm an optimist. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, Logan isn't an optimist, he's a pessimist. And I do believe that human beings can get better, but they've got to do a lot of work.
Huh.
You've got to work for it.
Were you always an optimist even as a child? Because I've read about your childhood, and you really lived a rough childhood.
Yeah,
Well,
you know, it was rough, but a lot of the time I didn't notice because I was just getting on with it.
Interesting.
You just have to get on with it. You know, you're dealt a hand of cards, and you go, oh, this is the hand I've got. I see. And what am I going to do with this hand? And you do it as best you can. And there's no good moaning about it. And, you know, the things that happened to me, you know, were pretty not nice. But at the same time, it's also made me who I am. Hmm. So in a way, you have to be grateful for that which is ungrateful.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, what has happened to you is the reason you are the way you are today.
Exactly, and I feel blessed. You know, I feel blessed, really, with my career and with the work I've been able to do over the years. So I don't have any regrets at all. I mean, my parents were wonderful people. Mm-hmm. They died far too early in my life. But I remember them very fondly, and I still carry them with me. And I believe that. I believe that's the most important thing in life, is to honor your mother and your father. Because they're the only proof you've got. There's nothing else. It's all made up all around you. But the reality is, there was mum, there was dad, they did the business, and you came out.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's interesting how...
You know, I've noticed this about you, and there are a few other actors, you know, out of the UK, where you approach what you do very much in like a working way.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, for many American actors, oftentimes it can be like the celebrity and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
But with you, you have like a very much like, I go to work, I do the thing, and then I go home, and you know.
Yeah, it's also to do with our training. You know, we have really great training back home, and it's classical training, so, and it goes a long way back, right to Shakespeare and beyond, you know.
I see.
You know, so in a way, that training helps you. It helps you enormously in dealing with the realities of life, because it is work. It is just doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, you know. And you don't, sometimes a lot of American actors, they kind of treat it like a religious experience. it's so hard what I'm doing. I'm gonna have to remove these teeth. I'm gonna play this role. I gotta have these teeth taken out, and it's gonna be so difficult. And you go, pretend. Just pretend.
I feel like all of that is the culmination of who you are as a human being. You know, it's a young boy who grew up in a world where, you know, he lost his parents and then got into an industry that really turned into a fantastic career, and you become, you know, such a reputable figure in it. And then on top of that, you've now used that platform to talk about the issues that are still close to your heart. For instance, you've got this documentary that you've been making about income inequality.
Money. And money, you know, religion, all religions are kind of like cul-de-sacs in a way. Money isn't, because money is what really separates people. Huh. And those who have it, and those who don't, really don't. And that's what I've been doing over the last 4 months, actually, trying to understand, because I'm playing this guy, you know, this fella, and because he is so impervious to the whole state of poverty,
right,
that it's important to understand the wealth gap that is increasing more and more and more and more, and in the United Kingdom and also in the United States. I spent some time in Miami, and that was an experience and a half, because there are it really was an experience and a half, because there is a lot of rich people in Miami, but equally there are a lot of poor people. Poor people, immigrant people.
Yes.
You know, who clean the rich people's toilets, mm-hmm. who do everything, you know, all the menial tasks. And they are treated quite cruelly. You know, a lot of them have, you know, like they're building these whole high rises in certain parts of Miami. And, people are literally being put out of their homes. You know, they're given 6 weeks to leave their homes. And these are people who've got kids in school, who has been very hard for them to get their children to school, to do certain things. And suddenly, because they're building these high rises, 50% of them are empty, you know. But it's just greed. It's sheer greed and nothing else. And my most moving thing was, I was back in my hometown of Dundee in Scotland, and on that, I met this man who, he came in. I was working at what they call the larder kitchen, where people are poor, but they, They want to get the dignity of still being able to pay for what they get. So I was interviewing him. I said, so this is for your family. And he said, oh, no, this is not for a family. He said, I come here on behalf of these people, older people who live in high rises who can't get out. I said, so what is this you're wearing here? He said, oh, I'm blind.
That's amazing.
I said, what do you mean? He said, no, I'm blind. I mean, I can see that much, he said,
right,
but I'm really, I'm officially blind. But there's nobody else doing it. So I felt I should do it. And you go, this man's a hero. And that's the thing that's great about human beings. That's when the human experiment goes, oh, wait a minute, hang on, there are a few good people out there who really do these selfless things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very moving, and it's very, very humbling.
It's humbling, it's amazing, and I'm so excited to watch it because I think you're one of the best storytellers because you're so engaged and you believe in it. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
My guest tonight is a wonderful actor who plays Connor Roy on the Emmy Award-winning HBO series Succession. Please welcome Alan Ruck.
Hello, Senator.
Hello. Somehow you got a bigger welcome than Lindsey Graham last night. I don't know how that happened. I love the show. My wife and I watch it every Sunday night. We're looking forward to Sunday for the premiere.
Thanks.
Now, this is the saga of the Roy family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Connor is the oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And you are maybe the least accomplished.
It's safe to say that, yeah.
Yes, okay. And I know this is going to be the last season, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
So how does it end?
Ah! I can't do it. Not even for you. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay, well, you're seeing that clip. You're running for president.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you can't tell us whether or not you win.
No, but I'm working that 1%, man. I mean, that's leverage.
Okay. Right, it might have been a tip-off that maybe you don't, but you never know. Things get weird, right?
It's a crazy show. It's surprising. Yeah, you can't outguess Jesse Armstrong, so, yeah. He's our creator and head writer, yes.
Yeah, and I heard him interviewed, and he said that your father in the series, Logan Roy, has said that that he loves all his children, right? Brian Cox has said that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Really? I mean, that's amazing to me.
I think as much as Logan is capable of loving anything, he does love his children. He's just bitterly disappointed in all of them. I think so, yeah.
Especially you, don't you think?
Well, yeah. They make me stand to the back of the picture whenever there's a photo.
Because you're the oldest son and...
Yeah. It's a sad little history. You know, he probably divorced my mother when I was about 8. And I lived with her for 10 years, and she was in and out of mental institutions, and I was in and out of boarding schools, and I didn't see my father for 3 or 4 years. So it was like Dickens, I think, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You still got it, man.
So in the campaign, and so do you. So in the campaign, you're running for president. There is something interesting about your marriage.
Oh, yes. Specifically, something you want to talk about?
Not if you don't.
Well, sure. Yes, my Willa was at one point a professional escort,
mm-hmm.
and then I convinced...
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, you know, you got to make a living. And I convinced her to have me be her exclusive client,
mm-hmm.
Maybe against her better judgment, she's actually developed some affection for me. Oh. I wouldn't say she's in love, but she's become protective of me over these...
And you have her, you produced a play for her that she wrote?
Sands, it was called. Sands. About a woman who's trapped in the desert by an evil king.
That sounds like it could be really good.
Yeah. Evidently not. But.
It didn't get good reviews.
No, we got slammed.
I remember the scene where she throws the iPad off the yacht.
Yeah, she was having a day. Yeah.
So the show, it's going off the air.
Yeah.
It looks like you guys love each other. You guys love working with each other. I've never seen it looks like a tremendous amount of fun. It's a brutal, brutal emotional show, but it's also quite funny.
Yeah, it is. It's wickedly funny, and I think something that helps it along is that all of the actors are wonderfully, they're just wonderful, intelligent, kind-hearted people that are playing all these bastards, you know? So it adds something to it that you can't help but like them, even though they're miserable human beings. And I am going to miss everybody terribly, but I think Jesse's smart to end it on this high note.
Yeah, sometimes things run their course, but I'm going to miss seeing it, but I can't wait to see. It's Sunday is when it starts, so it starts this Sunday.
Yeah, coming up.
Does somebody end up getting the leadership of the company? Because a lot of this has been all about one of the
siblings.
Succession.
Yeah.
Succession.
Yeah. Nice, Jack Benny.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I can just say that someone does.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, having gone through this, do you have any, have you developed any kind of sympathy for, like, Rupert Murdoch's family?
I guess I would be the Prudence. I guess that's his eldest is Prudence. Isn't that right? I think so, yes.
Don't ask me.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I don't really feel sorry for these people at the very top of the food chain, but they do have to do things that we don't. Like, if you fall in love with somebody, you just get to marry them or be with them, you know? These people need to be vetted by the family. And if you pick the wrong person, they just say, no, can't have her.
So your wife, the call girl, was vetted.
Sort of, yeah. They were brutally, they were vicious toward her. But since I am dismissive, so is she. You know, they didn't care about that too much. If it was Kendall or Roman or Siobhan had married a questionable person, then they would have had something to say.
Because you
about
didn't
that.
Count enough.
I don't count. Not enough. Anyway.
How many more shows?
Well, there will be 10. It starts
10 yeah. shows. Mm-hmm. I just can't wait to see it. And it's just been a masterful show. My congratulations to everyone, Frank Rich, the executive yeah. producer, and just everybody.
Yeah. All wonderful the way bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
This has been the best bunch I've ever worked with, truly. So, and I've been doing this a long time, Al.
Yeah. And I know some of the other people you've worked with, and they're going to be really sorry
they're
to hear
be really
that.
Pissed, yeah.
You know, some of us go on a publicity tour and then blow it with a lot of their old friends, but.
But they're old friends, Al.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not the new crop. So.
Which is, that's who counts, everybody. New friends. New friends who can do you some good. Isn't that right?
Welcome to show business.
Yeah, if we have any advice for anyone, not just here in the audience tonight, but anyone watching on television. New friends who can help you out. Alan Alra.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.